Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off on this Saturday morning, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. And so I think we had a passionate discussion on what to launch the show with this morning. And so I have made an executive decision, and the executive decision is the NFL draft, which got shook up completely yesterday. And we're going to go over these top 10 picks with you, and I'm going to tell you what teams are going to take who, and you can write it down and take it to the bank.
Which means do the opposite. Think the opposite. This could be a draft where the top four teams take quarterbacks, and all the quarterbacks are off the board. Boom, 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 boom. There could be five quarterbacks taken in the top 10 picks. Could be.
I don't think there's going to be I think the first position player is going to be an offensive lineman, like you said. I agree with you. Top four picks, quarterbacks, and then I think at the fifth pick, you'll see an offensive lineman taken. Here's what I'm going to tell you is going to happen. Okay? We'll come to that in just a moment. But first, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Bennett Auto Group, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Termite season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
All right, here we go. The first overall pick in the 2021 draft will be Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Breaking news, you hear it here first.
Wow. That's a shocker, yeah. Right there.
Well,
shocker.
That's what we do. All right, so yeah. I go back and forth with this Jets pick at two. The football realist in me believes that Sam Darnold can play in this league for the Jets.
The football realist in me believes that he's had his opportunity in New York to produce, and he hasn't.
Well, look, he's had a whole bunch of different coaches since he's been there, different systems. He's got no offensive line, no playmakers.
Okay.
What do you want the guy to do? He's not LeBron. He can't carry the show by himself.
Yeah. So he's losing is what he's doing in New York. So
yes.
So the Jets have – it's time to move on from Darnold.
Okay. So regardless of whether you think that or not, like I said, the football realist in me thinks that Darnold can play, but then there's that other side, right? Like the business side that sees Zach Wilson staring you in the face.
Yes.
And that is almost impossible to pass up.
I saw his pro day on TV the other day. Yes, the Jets need to nab him with the second pick.
So let's just be real about this. Regardless of whether Darnold can play in the NFL or not, if the Jets are just such a dumpster fire, they are bringing him down to their level, they're not passing on Zach Wilson. They're not going to do it.
New coach coming in. New coach, if you're going to get fired, you want to get fired with the quarterback you pick. And so, Darnold's days are over. Man, you can make a good living in the NFL being a backup quarterback.
I disagree with you that his days are over. I think they're going to pick Wilson, and then they'll let Darnold play maybe the first three, four, five, six games, and then they'll make a change. And then in the offseason, you'll get Darnold shipped somewhere to where somebody's going to reach and hope that he can still play in this league.
The New York Jets were, 2-14 last year?
Yes.
Okay. So you're telling me, Jason Bishop, in all your infinite wisdom, that the Jets are going to spend the number two pick,
mm-hmm.
take a kid out of BYU, and come in and sit him behind Sam Darnold?
For the first few games, yes.
What part of 2-14 don't you understand? They can go 2-14 with a quarterback right off the street from BYU.
Well, here's the part that you don't understand, is that even with Zach Wilson, the New York Jets are still a dumpster fire. They're not making the playoffs regardless of who starts.
Okay.
So you don't want to throw, and time again and again and again has shown us this, you don't want to take a young quarterback, throw him out there to the Wolves when he's not ready, and you want him to be able to groom underneath a veteran quarterback, and that's what you have, at least the potential of that opportunity in New York. Have Darnold play first few games, let Zach Wilson learn, and then after game four, game five, sit Darnold down, put Wilson in, and you ride with him the rest of the season as long as he's healthy.
Let me let you in on a little secret that maybe you don't understand because you get into these stereotypes on this show.
Okay.
Kids coming into the NFL nowadays are ready to play, just like freshmen come into college in a lot of places ready to play. Again, we're into this intangible discussion that you have no idea about. You just look at, you know, the old sports cliches. Oh, well, a rookie quarterback's got to come in and sit behind a veteran till he's ready. These kids come in the league ready to play.
My question is, do you want to win long-term? Because if you do, you don't shatter a young quarterback's confidence and turn him into Blaine Gabbert.
How many coaches get long-term opportunities in the NFL to make it work? Win now or get fired. That's the reality in the NFL. That's the reality in sports in general. Win right away or get fired. That's what we've evolved into in sports in this country.
Well, the segment we're doing is to recap or give the top 10 picks in the NFL draft as we see it, and yet you've hijacked the show and you have stalled us on the second pick.
You're sitting here with that cliche, well, let's bring him in and sit him behind Sam Darnold because Sam Darnold is a vet that is losing 14 games a year.
And you're still doing it.
So go ahead.
I now have 2.5 minutes to give our faithful listeners.
We can always go into it on the next segment. Don't, come on, man. Don't panic on me. We're primetime players here.
At number three, the 49ers, and you're right, it's a good point. The 49ers trade up, and they're going to take Trey Lance at number three.
He's a good one.
Yeah.
But will he end up like Carson Wentz, who came from the same school? There's some questions that people throw out there.
I mean, it's fair. At number four, the Falcons are also going to go quarterback. They're going to take the hometown kid. Justin Fields is going to be an Atlanta Falcon.
This is where the draft starts.
You already know the first three picks in stone. Now we get to decide who's going where.
There's where the naysayers are going to come in, and they're going to critique this pick. Number four pick for the Falcons. If these quarterbacks go off the board, boom, 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 one, two, three, then all bets are off.
The Falcons will take the hometown kid, Justin Fields. He'll return to Atlanta. At number five, the Bengals are going to go offensive tackle with Sewell out of Oregon because, of course, Burrow just suffered that nasty knee injury. They want to protect him. That's what they're going to do.
What if the Bengals went Kyle Pitts?
There's no way they're doing that.
They need help.
There's no way.
What if they did, though?
But Sewell is a top-notch offensive lineman. He's realistically, in most drafts, he would at least be number two or number three off the board.
Don't be surprised if the Bengals go tight end here with Pitts. He's the best tight end on the board.
Okay. So at number six, obviously the Dolphins are going to be set with Tua. They need to get him a playmaker. Best receiver, Ja'Marr Chase.
They need a receiver. They need playmakers.
Ja'Marr Chase will be a Dolphin. And then it comes to your Lions.
Who need everything.
Right. And so I think with the new quarterback they have there in Goff, I think they want to get him some weapons, so I see them either going Waddle, which I think they probably will, or they'll take your boy Kyle Pitts right there.
They have T.J. Hockenson at tight end. They don't need a tight end.
But he's not Kyle Pitts.
He's good, though. But they need a wide receiver in Detroit, a playmaking wide receiver, and you'll have your choice of playmakers available at the 7 pick, or they could go The Lions could go offensive line because they're horrible there. They could go receiver. They could go linebacker.
At number eight, the Panthers are going quarterback. They're taking Mac Jones. The Patriots won't even get it. You keep hearing Patriots, Mac Jones. He won't last that long. Mac Jones goes eight to the Panthers.
That is a landing spot for him. That's why you haven't seen the Panthers try to move up in the draft. They think Mac Jones will be there at eight, and that's their man.
Denver's going to go playmaker. They'll take Devontae Smith out of Alabama.
Denver might go linebacker or playmaker. They got Ruggs last year. Well, no, they didn't. They got Judy last year. So they went wide receiver last year. Do they go back again this year to address that defense?
And speaking of addressing defense, the Cowboys desperately need to do so, and they're going to take the best cornerback in the draft, Patrick Surtain.
That is a lock. Yep. That's a lock. Cowboys need help in that raggedy secondary because it is raggedy.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Spring is in the air, and with it comes new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it exceptional. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget wedding season, engagement rings for all styles and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to peachtreepest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. Only on the Jason Bishop Show do you come back with Pac-Man. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch.
It's actually now, Mario Brothers.
Whatever. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. So let me get this straight. The Jaguars raised season ticket prices the year after they had the worst record in the NFL. Makes sense to me. You would have thought that LeBron had broken his leg all that rolling around on the floor. Aaron Gordon, you demanded a trade, but no one really knows who you are. Your next NFL MVP, Marcus Mariota. Joe Flacco has come to save the Philadelphia Eagles. Draymond Green, stay off the hallucinogens, dude. And the award for screwing up the most goes to Deshaun Watson. Death, taxes, Tom Brady, and the UConn women being in the Final Four. The Lakers are officially in trouble. Wait. The Hawks actually made a good trade? Ah, the azaleas are starting to bloom. Almost time to tee it up. Miami Dolphins, hashtag making moves. Jimmy G, get your house listed. Your days as San Fran starting QB are numbered. So there's a new Captain America. I don't like him. And these are my thoughts.
Yeah, if you Jimmy Garoppolo, hire you a real estate agent.
You better.
Because your days are numbered in San Francisco.
They're gonna pick Trey Lance, and he's going to play right away.
Oh, he's going to play right away.
Yeah.
But the guy from BYU is not going to play right away in New York. Nice.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
What I deal with here every week.
Is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golnaz Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and M&B Liquors.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's Island is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simon since 1930. So you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island. 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your yellow wood pressure-treated lumber needs. And, of course, go Dogs. Who lost Pickens this week to an ACL in spring practice.
And completely takes them out of the national championship
picture. No, it doesn't, man. There you go. We're not going to dog bash today. God, here we go. Just any opportunity to pile on somebody, you take it. Man, we have a sports-related show. We're here to encourage people. Go.
The Frederica Academy Knights, their schedule has been released. They will start at home against Valwood, a traditional power. We've seen Valwood come back down to earth over the last couple of years. That ought to be a pretty good game. I like Frederica in that game at home.
We have seen Valdosta High School about to sink into the depths of despair. So numbers at Valwood will probably be up. So I am not going on record and picking anybody yet. This is still a toss-up game until I see how the turmoil at Valdosta High plays out.
It's typical.
And it's coming.
Frederica will take to the road to take on Calvary Day up in Savannah GHSA School. And then Tift Area comes to Frederica. What a great semifinal game that was last year between Frederica and Tift Area. They'll return the trip, their second trip in a row, to the Bloody Marsh in St. Simon's.
That's going to be, I mean, Tift Area is a good program. Frederica is a good program. Anything can happen. They split last year. And so, I got Frederica at 1-2 right now. I don't see him going to Calvary and winning in Savannah.
Okay. Then they will trek over to Nahunna and take on Brantley County.
Brantley's strut was not very good last year. So I'm going to give Frederica the benefit of the doubt. I got them at 2-2.
They'll take over again to the road to take on Long County and Ludowice.
Another perennial dumpster fire. All you got to do is pour gas every year on Long County and strike a match. 3-2.
The Knights will once again take to the road, this time to Savannah to take on Memorial Day, who at one point was a juggernaut in GISA, not so much anymore.
4-2.
The Bullock Academy Gators will then come calling to St. Simon's. Frederica gets them at home. That's going to be a tough game.
5-2. I know you love the Bullock teams, and you always look for an opportunity to put them over Frederica, so I'm calling a Frederica win. You always look for that opportunity to do so, and you do it. I mean, it's just sometimes you just have to face up to the reality of things that you do. I mean, I sit here and I watch you every week, and come football season, you're figuring out a way to prop up some Bullock County team. That's what you do on this show. 5-2.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. if they've got photos of you up there or something, some kind of, I don't know what they've got up there in Bullock County, but obviously every year you prop them up on this show.
I will tell you, the Bullock Academy is going to be very good. It's going to be a tough game for
play on the recorder. Bullock Academy is going to be really good. 2017, 2018. Bullock Academy is going to be really good. Play 2019. Bullock Academy is going to be really good. 2020. Watch out for Bullock Academy. Okay. All right. 5-2.
Frederica will then head to the road back to Savannah to take on St. Andrews. This will be a definite win for the Knights.
Yeah, this here is Mercy Rule. 6-2.
Then they'll host Pinewood Academy, Pinewood Christian. That will also be a tough game. Pinewood had a little bit of a down year last year. Still a very good football team. They're a program on the rise. That, again, will be a tough game for Frederica, but they get them in the Bloody Marsh.
6-3. I think Pinewood's going to be good.
Okay. Trinity Christian then at home.
7-3.
Actually, they go to Dublin to play that game. So I'll take Frederica at 6-4.
I'll say 7-3 and probably a 2 seed.
6-4, 3 seed.
Okay.
6-4, 3 seed.
And there you go, Frederica Academy Knight fans. Here's Jason Bishop, and it's March, and here comes the disrespect tour.
That will continue. There's no disrespect. Frederica's like, they're ranked third in my preseason poll.
At 6-4. You just picked them to go 6-4. And see, there's the inconsistencies. You come up with a poll. You got them ranked third in a poll. 6-4 teams don't even get in Jason Bishop power rankings.
No, they don't. Got to be better than that.
So preseason, 6-4, he just picked it back-to-back. You know, picked it in March. Power poll, Frederica, number three. Now, 3 weeks later, they're 6-4 and no respect. God.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers and Brunswick High Pirates squared off in a three-game series this past week on the Diamond. The Red Terriers took the opener 12-1 at Wainwright Field on Monday. The Pirates evened the series with a 1-0 win at Bud Couch Field on Wednesday. And last night, the Red Terriers took the rubber game 1-0 also at Wainwright Field. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group studios. And buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you, a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. This is the segment of the show where Kip gets to run amok, do everything that he wants to do, and management has no say-so. I don't know why he got this in his contract, but he did. I constantly complain to management about this segment. It gets me nowhere.
Gets you nowhere.
Okay. So this is Kip's butthurt list.
Number five on the butthurt list this week, Jason, Florida basketball. You blew a double-digit lead.
Had it.
With 6 minutes left in the game against Oral Roberts University, which, by the way, somebody came on one of our social media pages last week when we were making fun, calling it a dental school. We know it's not a dental school. And Oral Roberts hanging around in the NCAA tournament. But you always got these know-it-alls that come in here and want to, you know, interject. Number four on the butthurt list, you know, back to Florida real quick at number five. They lose, blow a big lead, then you got players transferring. They've had four players transfer out in the program this week, Jason. And to top it all off, your head coach of an SEC school says we were fatigued down the stretch, so we had to slow down the tempo.
Wow.
There you go. Wow. Number four on the butthurt list, Kansas. They get beat by 34 points by USC last week.
They do this every year in the tournament.
They either win it or close to win it, or they bow out early, and they get blown out by 34 points. Kansas is a blue blood in basketball. Man, 34-point beatdown.
Shouldn't happen.
Number three on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Boston Celtics. They're 45 games in, and they're under 500. They're falling down the rankings in the East.
I was going to say, fortunately, they're in the East, so it doesn't matter.
22-23 record, and the Celtics are just, right now, the playoffs start, they'd be a 7 seed.
I was going to say, 22-23 in the East might get them a 4.
All right, but they're not getting any better. The Celtics, once proud, you know, Celtics got a lot of fans out there too, but I don't hear a lot from them lately. You know any self-described Celtics fans out there? I know a couple, but they're kind of quiet. Kind of like the North Carolina basketball fans these days.
I think I might become a Celtic fan.
Okay, go ahead. Number two on the butthurt list, they've lost three of their, like, they've won three out of their last 10, and they've dropped out of playoff contention in the West. The Golden State Warriors. If the playoffs started today, they would be on the outside looking in. And this is a team that just recently was winning championships left and right.
With the best defensive player in history on the roster.
Who's that guy?
It ain't Draymond Green. even though he claims to be.
Claims to be. And number one on the butt hurt list, Jason, and I know this might offend some people because we're close, the Jacksonville Jaguars pass rush, 18 sacks in all of 2020, and yet you're getting ready to draft a quarterback, which is the right thing to do. You got to have a franchise quarterback. But at that pick 25, can we please address the pass rush? 18 sacks in 16 NFL games last year? Come on, guys. Urban, you got to get a pass rush. And the Bengals had one less sack than the Jacksonville Jaguars last year.
So you put them on the butt hurt list because of what they might do?
I'm putting them on the butt hurt list because their pass rush is butt hurt. It's non-existent. You should be, if you're a Jaguar fan and you mentioned pass rush, you should go hide in a closet.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. And also check out great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Burr. Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents a gallon on every gas you pump every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Okay.
Bear cave still. See, throw in a read here. I went in and said, here's management again.
You should email them.
Yeah, I'm going to get on them. They try to throw you off on these reads. Jacksonville does need to address the pass rush, though. It's atrocious. NFL team with 18 sacks. You've got individual players in the league that get 18 sacks a season. So got to get that addressed in the draft.
I'd like Frederica to go 6-4. I've been thinking about that a lot during the break.
Okay.
I like them to go 6-4.
You're just a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
Because I was looking at their schedule again, and, you know, Pinewood's a tough game. Bullock's a tough game. I think Valwood might be a tough game. Calvary Day's a tough game. You know what? I'm going 7-3. Change my mind.
Change your mind.
I'm going 7-3 because I think Frederica's beaten Valwood.
Okay. I do, too. That's why I picked them 7-3 on the actual segment. A segment ago, while you sit here, and now we go to break, and you're probably getting a little heat from the Frederica faithful online, and so here we are, Jason Bishop. You know what I'm going to get you for Christmas?
I like Christmas gifts.
I'm going to get you a waffle iron.
Why?
Because you waffle on this show.
I walked into that, I guess. Yeah.
6-4, ranked preseason number three. You don't rank preseason number three teams and pick them with a 6-4 record. You pick them with a 9-1 or 10-0 record. You don't go, oh, 6-4, then change it to 7-3 because your rankings are now being called suspect. So
if there's one thing that's not suspect in this world, it's the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Well, apparently you have not. That would be a good Twitter question. Are the Jason Bishop High School Power Rankings legit?
We may put that up at a later date.
No.
We'll put it up at a later date.
Of course we will. Later date. Oh, I forgot. We were going to do that, and I forgot.
Well, maybe when we get a little closer to high school football season.
Okay. Well, you just pick Frederica to go 6-4.
Which brings me to an announcement, by the way, for all the Camden County fans. K-Bay has decided that they're going to broadcast the Camden County spring game.
Nice.
Coming up, I believe it's May 17th, something like that.
Okay, that's coming up about 6 weeks.
Myself and Lawton Teston will call that game.
That would be great. Camden County, Jeff Heron's back, and the pain's coming with it.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street. Just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
With Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. Now joining me from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thank you for coming on and taking the time with us.
Hey, no problem. It's great to be here.
All right, so NCAA tournament time. I want to circle back at the end and ask you who you got, because Kip's going to change his answer 100 different times as every team he picks gets knocked out, because that's what he does. But right. Alabama's guard, Josh Primo, one of their premier players, sprains an MCL back in the SEC tournament and, of course, didn't play in the first round, was a game-time decision in the second round. Let's talk a little bit about what spraining an MCL actually means, Dr. Sasser.
Okay, well, you know, the first thing you need to talk about is the ligaments around the knee. And there are four main ligaments around the knee that we think about and that we talk about all the time, of course, is the ACL. All the football players, basketball players that tear their ACL. And the ACL ligament and the PCL ligament are the two ligaments inside the knee joint itself. And then on the outside and the inside are the LCL, which stands for lateral collateral ligament, and the MCL, which stands for medial collateral ligament. And this is important to know about that because the MCL sits basically on the outside of the capsule. It's a real broad ligament, kind of ribbon-like, and will normally heal without any type of need for surgery.
Got you. So when you obviously when you sprain your MCL, it's not as bad as tearing your MCL. When you tear your MCL, you're looking at how many months of recovery?
You know, normally it can be 8 to 12 weeks, so 2 to 3 months. If you sprain your MCL, that means you stretched it. You might have some small little tears in there, but it's like I said, it's sort of a long ribbon. It's about 2 finger breadths in width. And so you can actually sort of stretch it, like stretching a rubber band, and you'll get like some small little micro tears in it. But those heal in sometimes just a week or two. Sometimes it takes 4 to 6 weeks.
Got you. So with Josh Primo's injury, of course, he did it in the game against Mississippi State last week. Well, actually, I guess it's been about a week and a half ago since he actually did it. How quickly do you feel like that he needs a little bit more time before he gets back on the court until, you know, next round of the tournament? Or, you know, is now this you know, this past weekend, was that good enough?
Well, right. And so, I mean, it's amazing how fast this tournament goes, and it's amazing how many brackets I throw out the window because I didn't put Oral Roberts in a single one of them. But there's definitely a time constraint. He's either going to sit out and wait and wait, and by that time they might have made it deep into the tournament, or they might be on a bus going home. And that's the million-dollar question, because these are injuries that can be nagging. These are injuries that can be treated with a brace to give a little stability. And so the question is, how well can he play injured and recovering?
Dr. Sasser, of course, Dr. Sasser joining me for Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, if he gets out there and plays, and, you know, he's, like I said, a week and a half removed from the injury, what are the chances that he's going to get out there and make it worse?
Probably not worse, but the question is, will he be able to play at his level? And I guess that's one of those, you could limit his time, you could just basically see how well he does. But I don't think it's going to make it worse. And again, after this tournament is over, unless they really think they can hold him out for another game, and if they do, they believe they can hold him out. But we've seen all the upsets. You can't say, oh, we're playing at 12, we should be fine.
Right.
It might be the time to get him in and play.
If he goes in, he plays, he doesn't upset the MCL sprain, you know, with certain types of injuries. You know, we saw with Kevin Durant and Kobe, they had certain injuries and then they injured something else because they had a certain particular part of their leg that was injured. Any risk of that with him?
And that is the only question. You know, if he can't, of course, you have to walk without pain, be able to be a straight ahead runner without pain. And if you have it kind of nagging and tweaking when you're pivoting and cutting, I think you'll be fine. But I will say, if he's going back a little too fast, of course you try to baby that area, and so that might put more stress on his other knee, and that may increase his risk of an ACL injury on the other side. So again, they have to sort of weigh all those things and really ask him, you know, how do you feel? How do you feel? And if he says, I think I can go, especially with an MCL. Now, if you have an ACL tear, that's a no-brainer. That's your shutdown. You're done for the season. But if it's an MCL and you can tape it, brace it, and it looks like he's playing well, I'd let him try.
Sure. All right, Dr. Sasser, million-dollar question. Who you got? Kip picked Illinois. Of course, Illinois is already gone.
I know. So I got the Zags.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm a KU guy, but Garrett is so streaky. I mean, they almost lost in the second round.
Yep.
So I just don't think it's going to go deep. I don't think Oral Roberts is going to make it past these, and I think a lot of those Cinderellas are going to fizzle out in the 16.
Sure. Well, thank you, Dr. Sasser, again. Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, who actually be doing my knee in just a couple of weeks. So, yeah, if you're in the field, we're going to be taking a look at my MCL coming up in just a couple of weeks.
We will.
Thank you, Dr. Sasser. Appreciate the time.
All right.
Again, thanks to Dr. Sasser for joining us. And Kip is in here complaining now that he didn't pick Illinois. Of course, he did pick Illinois.
Baylor. You picked Baylor in Illinois. That doesn't even come out of your mouth and sound even similar.
And by the way, March 18th is the Camden County spring game. Wanted to throw that in there. I think I said there was around March 17th.
Yeah.
Or nice. May 17th. It's May 18th. May 18th, 6 o'clock right here on K-Bay.
May 18th. No. Okay.
What did I say?
You've said a lot. I mean, in the last two segments, you've said March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, which is past. Then you said May 17th, which is probably a Thursday. And so May 18th is the actual game.
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Glen Academy Red Terriers and Brunswick High Pirates squared off in a three-game series this past week on the Diamond. The Red Terriers took the opener 12-1 at Wainwright Field on Monday. The Pirates evened the series with a 1-0 win at Bud Couch Field on Wednesday. And last night, the Red Terriers took the rubber game 1-0 also at Wainwright Field. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Spring is in the air, and with it comes new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it exceptional. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget wedding season, engagement rings for all styles and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Yeah, I picked Houston, not Illinois, to win the NCAA tournament.
Of course, I picked Baylor, not Illinois, to win the NCAA tournament.
It's not what I remember. Of course, Houston.
Of course, you never remember.
Houston skimmed it out by the skin of their teeth last week.
I mean, you got to win and survive. It's survive in advance in the NCAA tournament.
That is the truth. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network and live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios is brought to you by Golden House Collision, Nats Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been longing for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come on by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow. And we hope to see you soon.
So this is what we've got in the NCAA tournament. You've got number one seed Baylor and Villanova in the Sweet 16. Number three seed Arkansas and the dentist of Oral Roberts at 15.
Oh, my God. Get ready. Here comes the onslaught on social media.
Number six, Loyola Chicago. 12, Oregon State. And number 11, Syracuse, and number 2, Houston on one side. On the other, number 11, UCLA, number 2, Alabama, 1, Michigan, 4, Florida State, 7, Oregon, 7, Oregon, 6, USC, 1, Gonzaga, and 5, Creighton. My final four is still intact.
I'm putting a couple of teams on upset alert today, this weekend.
Okay.
I'm putting Gonzaga on upset alert, and I'm putting my Baylor Bears that I picked to win the tournament on upset alert.
Baylor's playing who?
Villanova.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one.
Creighton's a good basketball team, too.
Creighton might get by Gonzaga, to be honest with you.
I'm putting those two number one seeds on upset alert this weekend.
Yeah, Creighton might get by Gonzaga. Creighton's a good
football. There you go.
Creighton's a good basketball team.
Good basketball team.
Arkansas and the Dentists. I'd like to see the Dentists advance.
No, I like Arkansas. I want Arkansas to win that game.
If the Dentists advance, they get the winner of Baylor-Villanova.
Oral Roberts University.
I'm just saying. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to go? Here's your answer, The Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Brian Snicker came out this past week and said that he's not going with a closer. He's going to have co-closers. Will Smith and Chris Martin will be the co-closers.
Okay. I mean, those co-closers were the two co-closers that led Atlanta down in game 5, 6, and 7 last year in the NLCS. Those co-closers.
Will Smith gave up a big one. Chris Martin gave up a big one. AJ Minter gave up a big one.
Okay.
Guys so, that you trust.
A lot of times when you got co-something in sports, you really don't have one good one.
Mm. This is what I know, right? Like, we talked about this on the way to the studio this morning. Atlanta was up 2-0 in that series with the Dodgers in the NLCS. They lost game three. The Dodgers got it to 2-1. Everybody expected game four that Los Angeles would win because the Braves were throwing rookie Bryce Wilson. They figured the Dodgers would win game two and then probably head on to win to beat the Braves in six games, win the last four, beat Atlanta 4-2. And then Bryce Wilson won that baseball game.
Yes.
And he put the Atlanta Braves up 3-1 with both Max Fried and Ian Anderson still in the gun, and you couldn't close it.
Because your bullpen couldn't get outs when they needed it in the clutch times of the big games down the stretch.
So this is what I see out of spring training as well. It looks like Christian Pache is going to be the starting center fielder.
Thank you.
From what I understand, Ender Inciarte will most likely make the team, and he's going to come on late in the games as the defensive replacement for Marcelo Ozuna. So basically, after Ozuna's had his four at-bats, if the Braves have a lead, Inciarte will come in the game, play left field.
Trade bait at the deadline.
Nobody's trading for a 190 hitter.
He'd be packaged in some kind of deal.
This is his last year. He's on a contract year.
He could get packaged out of Atlanta. He is an offensive liability.
You've got Jake Lamb, Pablo Sandoval, Jason Kipnis.
Pablo.
Camargo.
What's his way?
And the higher guy all competing for two, maybe three spots on the infield. Sandoval's a lock because he can play first base, and they need a backup first base.
What's he tipping the scales at these days?
I don't know. He's hitting over 300 in the spring. So he's
going to hit.
Pablo is going to be on the team. That's a lock. So really you're talking about maybe one or two spots left. And don't be shocked. Camargo's hitting 200. Don't be shocked if he's released or if he's out of options. I don't know what his option situation is. But if he's out of options, don't surprise if they release him. Or if he does have options, they send him down.
So you're saying closer and third base are liabilities going into the season?
I'm not sold on saying the closer's a liability yet. Okay. I want to be honest with you. Like, I hope Will Smith wins the job outright, because if Will Smith wins the job outright, that means Atlanta's bullpen is good.
Shane Green's asking price appears to be too high.
Keeps going higher and higher as the season wears on, and especially with Brian Snicker saying we're going to have co-closers. When that happened, the leverage scales tipped even further to Shane Green.
So the only real question mark on the team is third base.
I think it's certainly looking like it's going to be a liability. Riley's hitting like 226 and Camargo's hitting 200.
Max Fried's named opening day starter. So he'll start opening day. So we'll see.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!